This is Liberosity Book Talks with Adriana Rodolfo. This time on Liberosity, we'll look at nonfiction books written by American women who attempt to change their lives. If you are not ready to begin your own journey into the self-help world, get a vicarious thrill by reading the experiences of women who have already tried it. Varying in their attempts at self-improvement, these women start their path anywhere from seeking the counsel of tried and true gurus to creating their own roads to betterment. Frequently humorous as well as poignant, these ladies attempt to battle their assorted demons, from money issues to relationship problems to spirituality to getting into shape. Each comes out from her journey a little bruised, a little enlightened, and perhaps better off than where she started. In helping me help myself, Beth Lishick wakes up on New Year's Day with a banged up knee and a head full of nagging issues. At the age of 37, she's doing pretty well for herself on the surface. She's happily married, has an adorable son, and owns her own house. However, it is the little things that make her life not so perfect. She's disorganized, out of shape, and still lives paycheck to paycheck. Lishick decides that over the next year she will seek out the advice of the top self-help gurus in their respective fields, read their best-selling novels, and even attend their seminars. What results is a 12-month-long adventure of affirmations, visualizations, personal pep talks, strange encounters with other self-help groupies, and amazingly entertaining time on a cruise to Lewes with Richard Simmons. Though Lishick remains a skeptic throughout her contacts with the slick proponents of personal betterment, she can't help shake the feeling that every time she turns around, she is reminded of her journey. Startlingly similar in premise as helping me help myself, in practically perfect in every way, Jennifer Neslin also finds that despite her good life, she has nagging issues such as clutter, money, and individual development versus societal progress. She decides to make self-improvement a mission over the next 2 years. Though it's a similar experiment, Neslin approaches her challenge in a different way, making an interesting read for comparing and contrasting the different women's attitudes. Unlike Lishick, in Up for Renewal, Kathy Ultra's life is a mess. At 39, she is divorced, has an unhealthy lifestyle of partying, and is even involved with two terribly inappropriate men. Her wake-up call comes when a longtime friend phones to tell her that she's fallen too far to remain close. Ultra decides that something needs to change. Instead of turning to self-help gurus like Lishick, Ultra turns to the covers of women's magazines. These magazines are full of self-improvement ads, from getting into shape to looking great at a party to wowing your man with bedroom tricks. Her source of information might seem inanely shallow, but the resulting year of makeover produces real results. Ultra's namesake shows that all you need to start your personal transformation is the desire to begin somewhere, however humble. If you continue to progress, the beginning attempt to wrap a sandwich in plastic wrap can lead you to a happy, successful life. Like Alter, Elizabeth Gilbert in Eat, Pray, Love has been a mess of her life. At 34, she guiltily shrugged off her domestic bliss of home and husband after admitting to herself that it isn't what she wanted. She had a consuming relationship immediately after, which left her even more depressed and confused. In an attempt to get her life and psyche back on track, she plans a year-long trip across the world to three I countries, Italy to indulge in pleasure, India to devote time to austerity and meditations, and Indonesia to try and balance both these extremes. What results is a transformation on mental, emotional, and spiritual levels. Though not everyone can emulate Gilbert's globe-trotting remedy, the reader will find comfort in the fact that a full recovery is achievable if you make the effort and believe that it's possible. Julie and Julia. Julie Powell is turning 30, and all she has to show for a life is a lousy apartment in Queens, a temp job doing secretarial work, and the occasional mental breakdown on subway platforms. Although her marriage is going strong, she can't help but feel that her life is heading towards a big fat zero. In an effort to inject some interest in her life, Powell decides to take on the ridiculous mission to cook all 524 recipes in Julia Child's Mastering the Art of French Cooking, Volume 1, in 1 year. As she cooks and blogs about her cooking, she endures quests for obscure ingredients and culinary tantrums, but she also gains fan support and minor celebrity status. Although she doesn't necessarily feel different, she knows that by successfully making French tarts and having guests over, she's in a different place than she was a year ago. Though the change is subtle and gradual, Powell starts to understand that her mission to take on the cookbook is a mission of hope, discovery, and new worlds of possibility. these books sound interesting, you might also want to check out the following titles. If you're looking for something a little shorter but spiritually uplifting, try Due to Rising Energy Costs, The Light at the End of the Tunnel Has Been Shut Off by Karen Scoff Linneman. Though the author does not necessarily go through an active self-improvement experience, she gives advice that she utilizes to make her life more bearable, happy, enjoyable, or meaningful. If self-help isn't your thing, you can try The Irreverent, How to Be Happy Like Me by Meryl Marcot. Marcot strives to improve her life by following the advice of her 365 Days to Happier Life calendar and takes on projects like exercising, the art of multiple dog walking, and pursuing an interest, Dominatrix 101. To read the following novels or discover ones like them, make sure to go to your public library. This is Liberosity Book Talks, signing off. Until next time.